Is the feeling being restored in sneakers? We're going to discuss it this time on Fire Footwear. Welcome back to Fire Footwear, everybody. As always, I'm your host, Matt Freites. I hope that this finds you well. And I, as always, want to thank everybody for coming here. Whether you're new, whether you're old, it means a lot to me that you spend any of your time with me. And I'm just so thankful for this journey that I have been on the last 4 years with podcasting and almost 3 years now with Fire Footwear. Before we get started, though, I want to do my usual shameless plug, ask you to subscribe, rate, review the podcast. Helps me chart, helps me grow. I want to thank everybody who's put in reviews lately. We've got a couple on Apple Podcasts. Y'all are the absolute best. I so appreciate you. I just want you to know that. If you've not gone to the YouTube channel, Fire Footwear Sneakers Talk with Matt Freites, subscribe, all that good stuff there. I'm putting up some what I feel like is really quality video content, so I appreciate everybody trying to support there. And just support however it is that you want to support. It really is a journey that I'm on. I'm really enjoying it. And the more support I get, the more quality content that I can bring to you. So I really appreciate everybody doing that. But I asked at the top about restoring the feeling in sneakers. And what does that mean? What is the feeling in sneakers? It's a comment or a question that I've heard actually quite a bit in 2025. 2025 has been a hot year for sneakers. There's really no denying that. There has been a ton of hype. There has been a ton of releases. And we kind of saw that starting to percolate at the end of 2024, right? It's just, we always are wondering, are sneakers back? Or are sneakers dead on the other side of it? I've seen a lot of conversation in both private chat, in public forums about this, and I wanted to talk through it. Originally, I was going to talk about the history of the Jordan retro and then use that to sort of talk about the idea of a retro in general. And a retro is kind of almost the cornerstone of what we are talking about here. It is really the cornerstone of this feeling. What is the point of a retro? If you think about it now, what does most people's thought go to when they think of a retro? I think a lot of people in sneaker culture today see a retro as an opportunity. It is an opportunity to be able to cop something that they either didn't get a chance to get before or have never had a chance to get. A good example of that is myself. I've never had a retail opportunity to cop the white cement Jordan 4. I will get that in 2025. But a retro means more than that. To a vast majority of the culture who have been in for so long, a retro is really a piece of nostalgia. But it's not that toxic nostalgia that we see. It's not that nostalgia that Jordan Brand tries to traffic in so often that they forget that they need to give us quality. They need to make us care about these shoes. Nostalgia for the sake of nostalgia is never good. But if you have a real emotional connection to a shoe, that's good nostalgia, especially if it is connected to a good part of your life. Or maybe the shoe represents a good part in a dark part of your life. All of that, I think, is okay. And when a retro comes out, to me, it is supposed to be an homage to the very original of whatever it is that is being retroed. I think we hear the word retro thrown around a lot with Jordans, and I think rightfully so. Jordan Brand is synonymous with retros nowadays, but I think that the term retro has been changed a little bit. If you go back in a very brief history, we didn't see the first retro until 1994, and that was the Bred Jordan 1. We recently saw another version of a retro in 2025 in February here at All-Star Weekend. We'll get to that in a minute. But it wasn't really until like 2015 that retro culture became something that was normalized. In 1994, when the first retros came out, they bricked. People didn't care about them because we weren't yet conditioned to think about retros in that way. Why would I want a shoe that's already come out? I get that question a lot from people who are not in the culture. They're not sneaker people whatsoever. Why would you want to buy something that's already come out? Because I don't own it. That was really the point of a retro. I think a lot of people now forget that a retro is supposed to bring you back to a moment in time. It is supposed to pay homage to that shoe, but it's also supposed to bring you back to a moment in time. And not everybody was around when the very first Air Jordan came out. I was 2 years old when the first Air Jordan came out. I don't have a 1985 pair of the Chicagos. I never will. So anytime they retro, that's my opportunity to get it. But the whole point is to pay homage to the first one. And over the course of time, Jordan Brand has taken a lot of steps to not only distance themselves from the original Jordan, but also bring them back. They've done that for the Jordan 1, the Jordan 3, the Jordan 4. How many people have had arguments over whether the Jumpman or Nike Air on the back of a Jordan 3 or a Jordan 4 is the right way to go? That's because for many years, almost a decade or more, Jordan brand went away from Nike Air on the back. It comes down to what do you think is a retro? Recently, we've seen some retros, the black metallic 5s, for instance. I talked a couple weeks ago that there were fights at that release. And that's where it comes into this idea of the feeling. And even last time when we talked, I talked about Joe Freshgoods, and I talked about how he was going outside. I talked about how he was meeting people in the culture, building goodwill. That's all getting into the feeling of sneakers. And I want to kind of dive into that a little bit. The feeling of sneakers, I think, for most people is sneakers back? I think that's really another way of asking that question. And really, it's a tired question. Is sneakers back is irrelevant. Everything ebbs and flows in life. Sneakers will be back for a moment in time. Sneakers will go away, or they will fall for a moment in time. I think it can be argued that we have been in a lull in sneakers for quite a while. Why? Well, let's flash back to the pandemic, which we've done before. The pandemic was a time of unprecedented everything, basically. For sneakers in particular, we saw a scarcity that had never been perceived or actually been realized before. People thought everything was scarce, and so sneakers became something we gravitated toward. Why? Because nothing else in our life was going right, nothing else in our life was normal, but we've always known that sneakers was normal. And that heightened sense of everything, that anxiety that went along with the pandemic, lent itself to sneakers to the point that anybody who worked at StockX, anybody who worked at GOAT, anybody who was flipping shoes, they made a lot of money because every single shoe that came out sold out. And back then, a lot of people felt that that was the feeling they were looking for. Sneakers were hot. You had to have the best sneakers. You had to have all of the collaborations, whatever it was. That was the bar that we had set. And that's the bar that everybody seems to set for the idea of the feeling, that we have to go back to that time. I want to read something to you that a listener sent me a couple of days ago, and a shout out to him. And it was basically laying out some events. So I want to read them to you. A Joe Freshgoods New Balance 992 that has the streets abuzz among a heavy Nike rollout, something that's happened. An Air Jordan 5 with white laces causing hysteria. Hype and confusion surrounding a classic cut 85 Jordan 1 high. Kanye and his antics again. All of these things activating during an All-Star weekend that has sneakerheads clamoring to participate. Many saying the feeling is restored. And you know what? This is not describing 2025, although it is. What it's describing is All-Star weekend of 2020. 2020 and 2025 have had a parallel look at each other. There's no doubt about that. And I think that a lot of people are trying to compare the two because I think they desperately want to feel like sneakers matters to more people than just themselves and just the small group of people that they are with. And I want to kind of address that. I think that you need to get comfortable with the idea that sneakers will never again be what it was during the pandemic. I think you should also get comfortable with the idea that sneakers will never again be what it was whenever you were young in the culture or first in the culture. It's just like any relationship. When you're first with somebody, that excitement that you feel, it can't be replicated. It's so difficult to make it continue throughout marriage and throughout kids and everything. Don't get me wrong, a lot of people make it happen. What I'm saying is it takes a lot of work. It's almost impossible to go back to those first few dates. It's almost impossible to recreate what it feels like to have a first kiss. The same way, it's almost impossible to recreate how it felt to get that first pair of Air Jordans. It's almost impossible to go back and be 12, 13 years old and feel that innocence again, and feel that innocence and that excitement about getting something that you've always wanted. And the reason being is because now as adults, we can get anything that we want for the most part. When we're kids, we're waiting for our parents to get something, or we're working hard to get money in order to buy something. We can't just recreate that feeling. We can't just fabricate that feeling. And that feeling that everybody is trying to get in sneakers will never be whatever it is that you think that it should be. But not all hope is lost. It doesn't mean that the feeling can't come back to the culture. I just think that the culture is evolving, and the culture should always evolve. The idea of the feeling should become personalized to you. And I think that's very important here. You should feel hyped for whatever shoes you want to feel hyped for. You should go out after them. You should camp out after them. Do whatever it is that you want to feel the kind of excitement that you're hoping for in sneakers. That is something that I encourage you to do. But if you are looking at the culture, if you're looking at Nike, you're looking at these companies and you're asking them to bring back this feeling to the masses, I just don't think that it's going to happen. Sure, there are going to be moments here or there that are going to get everybody excited. But look at the Galaxy Foamposites. They came out nowhere near the kind of hype that they originally garnered. And that's because we've seen a lot. We've seen them before. We've seen many Foamposites. We've seen many sneaker releases. At some point, we become desensitized to everything that comes out. We can't get hyped for everything. And Nike and Jordan Brand, they're going to try to make it seem like hype is really high because they're going to make things super limited. They're going to make us jump through hoops to get things. They're going to make us feel like we almost have to fight each other in order to get something that we want. That's not restoring the feeling. Restoring the feeling comes inside your heart. Restoring the feeling comes from when you are with your friends. You're chatting with your friends. I'll give you a great example. The chat group that I have on Instagram. Those guys, every single day, we have the feeling. We have restored the feeling amongst ourselves because we talk about sneakers with love behind it. It's not about resale. It's not about the hype that the culture is telling us that we should feel. It's all about what we love. And what we love is sneakers. Folks, that's the feeling. That's what you should be looking for. Find that feeling for yourself personally in whatever shoe it is, whatever group of shoes that it is, and don't let anybody define that but you. Find the feeling for yourself. It's out there. I can tell you that it's out there. Sneakers might be back for a short period of time in the mainstream, but in our hearts, it should be there always. And we shouldn't even let it fade when the rest of the culture feels like it's whack, when things feel like it's just ridiculous. There's always going to be whack releases. There's always going to be whack people in this culture. Even people like Complex are going to make us feel corny every once in a while. But it doesn't matter to me anyway. And what I'm telling you is that it shouldn't matter to you either. You should look at this culture and take away what you want from it. Make friends. Make a community. Build a community. Foster connection. On a personal note, this world could use it. Right now, there is so much turmoil in the world. There is so much division in the world over stuff that honestly, at the end of the day, matters just as much or as little as sneakers does. And so if you're out there searching for whether sneakers will ever be back, you're going to be searching for a long time. Because that to me means that you haven't found what sneakers means to you. And at the end of this episode, at the end of all this, I want you to go out. I want you to look at the shoes in your collection. Think about the shoes that could possibly be in your rotation going forward, the sneakers that are coming out. Which one of those defines the feeling for you? Which one of those makes you feel however it is that you want to feel in this culture? That's the feeling, and that's how you restore it. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, as I always do. I love doing this podcast. I love all of you. Shout out to everybody who has connected with me. I've said this on Instagram, but this year has been a tough time for me for a lot of reasons. And it just feels really good to know that in this community, in this culture, in this fraternity that is sneakers, sneaker content, there are so many great people out there. And that's why I say the feeling is in you and it's in the people that you interact with and how you derive joy from the sneakers that we all love. I hope this finds everybody well, fam. I hope this finds everybody safe, and I'll talk to you next time. This is Fire Footwear. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on Fire Footwear are those of Matt Freights and his guest, and not necessarily those of the Matty Ice Media Network. Fire Footwear is exclusively owned by Matt Freights and is brought to you by the Matty Ice Media Network.